League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I've got a giant fraud.
And I've got one of the happiest moments in all of Crimes Against Humanity.
Date fight! Hello there, welcome to Date Fight. How many shows in are we now, Nat?
348. This is show 348.
And yet, I feel like this is the first moment when I've sort of seen a potential flaw in this concept, hearing what you're about to pitch to us. But anyway, we take a couple of things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other, and it's never an atrocity.
No, it's usually less horrifying than today's. He's Jake Yap, I'm Nat Tapley, joining us to judge which of us has appalled the good taste of the nation more is Elizabeth Frederick Roper.
Hello, I'm hugely excited to be appalled. I'm very much looking forward.
Can I say, you should, I think Freddie Roper is like a perfect name for you. You know, in that sort of, that 40s way where you would have been one of the, I want to say AWACS or WAX
Little
or something.
Freddie Roper and his ukulele tree.
No. It'd be, hello, I'm Freddie. Freddie Roper, I drive an ambulance and I wear trousers. Hello. You know what I mean? That kind of.
Oh, yes.
We can do it, sort of thing.
Nothing keeps Freddie back.
Okay, you're way too into it. Let's press on.
I'm going to take us to the 16th of October, 1998, and the arrest of Augusto Pinochet on many charges of crimes against humanity, which are bad, but watching him arrested was quite good. Augusto Pinochet, on the 23rd of August 1973, had led the military coup that overthrew the elected leader of Chile, Salvador Allende, and led to him becoming dictator until 1981 with the help of the CIA. Good. He then executed thousands of people who he said were leftists. 80,000 people were interned. Tens of thousands were tortured. The Chilean government admits 3,000 people were, in their own words, disappeared. Not in a Paul Daniels way. All sponsored and helped by your friendly neighbourhood CIA. So next time we go to a country to spread democracy, just remember we also overthrow democratic leaders and put in charge people who will kill everyone instead.
But did they say, you'll like this. Not a lot?
Yes. I certainly hope.
Does a little bit of you tense up when someone mentions Paul Daniels and then you're, oh no, wait, no, he was the only one from the 70s and 80s that wasn't.
I mean, in some ways, this is one of the few crimes against humanity Debbie McGee wasn't involved with.
That's now good.
Or responsible for.
Wait.
Doesn't have his whistle to hand. Quick, say everything now. Anyway, he was friends with the Chicago School of Economics, who insisted on privatising everything and slashing social spending, which led
to
a massive crash.
Daniels, was
may have lost
what?
The thread a little bit.
This is Augusto Pinochet. Anyway, he did lots of bad stuff.
Very similar.
So a Spanish magistrate brought a case against him, and the UK had to arrest him. But we didn't want to. He was on a visit to the UK here, and Jack Straw said, do we have to arrest him? God. We think he's fine. Yeah. And everyone said, yes, look, we've got a proper warrant for his arrest and everything. So we did. He was arrested on 94 counts of the torture of Spanish citizens, which led to a 16-month battle in the House of Lords. He promptly, as soon as he was arrested, pretended to have dementia and not be able to get out of a wheelchair.
Classic.
Margaret Thatcher and George Herbert Walker Bush, great defenders of freedom, I'm sure we will agree, both said that he should be released without charge. Margaret Thatcher, that great defender of liberty, sent him a bottle of single malt with the note, Scotch is one British institution that will never let you down. Jack Straw said he was too ill to stand trial and so wouldn't extradite him to Spain. So they sent him back to... by the way, that led to the Belgian government and six human rights charities complaining to the International Court of Justice. So they sent him back to Chile instead, where he promptly stood up out of his wheelchair and ran down the steps of the airplane going, ah!
Yes. I mean, didn't he get out on a technicality because he was sentenced to...
He got out on his two legs by the sound of
it. I think on aggregate it was something like 97 years... in a bunco booth, but then he said, Hezawin, tells you lose, and he tossed for it, with an overhead camera and was seen to have won the toss. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. He was then given immunity by
the lovely
government.
Debbie McGee.
He pretended to be dead that time at Halloween. That was good. That's it. Anyway, he was arrested. So there was one brief moment where we pretended we cared about human rights and then we admitted we didn't. That was the 16th of October, 1998.
Every time I read the word Pinochet, I see a bottle of red wine. That's terrible, isn't it?
I just think about Geppetto.
Oh, interesting. What do you associate General Pinochet with? Why don't you let us know at date underscore fight?
Is it cutting people's stomachs open and throwing them out of helicopters?
What?
Oh, Nat, you're such a Debbie Downer. Right. I'm going to take you to 1869 and the discovery. Let me just say right now, if you are some kind of prospector, right, and you're out there in America and you got your little hammer and you're hammering open rocks to see if you can find gold. Now, if you hammer one open and you know, like amethysts, they're like hollow rocks, aren't they?
Yeah.
If you hammer one open and there's liquid inside, don't drink
it. Chocolate.
Don't drink it. No, you think it's a liqueur, a really, really hard liqueur. Don't drink the liquid because it will petrify you and turn you to stone. That's a fact.
Are you sure?
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened to the giant, the 10-foot-high giant that George Hull discovered.
Oh.
In 1869.
Where did he find it?
It was dug up.
Presumably it was in no state to tell them what it had drunk when it was dug up.
Stop.
All
look.
Right, well, calm down, but we're very excited.
Who drank a rock.
Here's what happened
stony.
This guy, George Hull, right, he was a tobacconist in New York, and he was an atheist, and he'd had a row with a Methodist at a revival meeting about Genesis 6:4, which says there were definitely giants living on the earth once upon a time. Definitely.
Yeah.
So there had been a precedent. So the drinking the liquid inside a geode, for that is what an amethyst is, the newspaper Alta California in 1858 said a prospector got petrified when he drank the liquid. So Hull got this guy, he got some guys to dig out a massive, massive, massive block of gypsum, right, in Iowa. And he said, I'm making a monument to Abraham Lincoln in New York. Then he shipped the block to Chicago, where he got a German stonecutter to carve it into the likeness of a man, complete with pee-pee, I might add. You can see it online. And said, don't tell anyone what you've done, okay? Don't tell anyone. I mean, it's okay, because there's not going to be any internet for like 120 years. So
how big was the pee-pee?
Yeah.
I mean,
Giant pee-pee?
It was a giant pee-pee, that's all I'm going to say.
It was presumably freestanding away from all the other parts of his body. Because otherwise it's quite clear when two parts of the body touch in a sculpture that there's a join between them.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, I'm going to destroy your bum. Then he sort of weathered it and made it look old. He beat it with knitting needles and stuff to look like paws, and he added acid to it and all the rest of it.
Especially the pee-pee.
And then he took it to his cousin's farm. And now all of this had cost $2,600, which was like nearly $50,000, right?
Money well spent.
To do this. Absolutely.
Mainly on the pee-pee.
Nearly a year later, he got these two guys who said, oh, could you dig me a well? Not there, there! So they started digging. We're like, oh, we found a giant. Yeah. And so this was the day. And one of the men reportedly exclaimed, does historical American voice, I declare some old Indian has been buried here.
Oh.
They put a tent over it and charged 25 cents a go to have a look at
it. How many 25 cents in $2,600?
Well,
$10,000. Made 10,000 of them.
Here's the thing. People went wild for it. And in the end, Hull sold his part interest in this, because he'd recruited other people to sort of do it. He sold his part interest for $23,000. That's the same as nearly getting on for $500,000 in today's money. So spent 50, took home half a mil.
Oh, now who's the idiot?
Right? Yeah. P.T. Barnum offered 50,000. That would have been like $1 million. The syndicate refused. So P.T. Barnum, being who he was like, sneak in there one night, right? Yeah. Take a load of wax and like get a cast. So they cast it and he got a plaster replica. And then finally, all of it ended up going to court. He confessed everything to the press like a year later. And but he'd taken Barnum to court saying, because Barnum had said, oh, that guy's is a fake. I've got the original, when, of course, he had the plaster cast. And so this guy sued him and said, no, I've got the original. And the judge said, you've just confessed that this was a fake. So don't be talking about someone having a fake of a fake, because you can't have a genuine fake. Threw it out of court. So there it is. That was the story. Amazing. You can still see it in the Farmers Museum in Cooperstown, New York.
Oh, that's a good museum, isn't it?
I kind of want to go. It's a fake. Yeah. Fake! Fake newts.
I like the fact, I think P.T. Barnum at one point, someone said, you know, the Fiji mermaid he'd made, which is essentially the bottom half of a taxidermied fish stuck to a tiny monkey's body. And they went, well, that's clearly a fake. And he went, yeah, it doesn't matter, though. Everyone knows. Because if I say, if you enjoy looking at it, you don't mind having spent the money. So as long as it's entertaining, it doesn't matter if what I say is complete rubbish, as long as I provide value for money and entertainment.
CF.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Michael Collins, who the Irish leader who was played by Liam Neeson and I assume had his daughter kidnapped and who claimed that he will find and kill all the terrorist kidnappers.
Any relation of Andy Collins?
Yeah, Andy Collins. That's right. Now,
who is Andy Collins, Jake?
Now, what are we talking to? I'm sorry. How the devil are you all?
For more on that, come back to...
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Today,
I'm
you.
Sorry, I'm sorry. So much bleed. Sorry.
And happy death day to Julius Streicher, the fanatical anti-Semite who founded Der Stürmer newspaper, which became the prime organ of Nazi propaganda in 1930s Germany. He was killed today after the Nuremberg trials found him guilty of crimes against humanity. He stood at the bottom of the gallows and his final words were Heil Hitler. So he doesn't seem to have learned his lesson, really. You may be pleased to know that his hanging went very badly for him. He wriggled as it went down. Well, it partly went badly because the Americans hired one man to do all of the executions that day at Nuremberg. And there was a man called John C. Woods who
hangings
didn't want
for
to go
occasions.
Marching around. He was a soldier who didn't like to go marching around. So then when they said, has anyone done any hangings before? He said, yeah, I have definitely done that. They said, well, you have to sort of stay where you are. You don't have to go anywhere else for the rest of the morning. But yeah, I'll be the hanging guy. And he had never hanged anyone before. It's like he was essentially guessing every time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. How hard can it be? Yeah.
Hang on. No. Could you make a loop? Cross it over and
the
then wrap it
round. The rabbit goes round and round and round, back in through the hole. And, oh no, he's on the floor again.
Sorry, I'm ever so sorry. I'm ever so sorry. I promise this time.
Mr. Pierre Point, can you come and help? Oh dear.
I'm gonna need a bigger chair.
Oh, I could do electric chairs, that's easy. That's like light switches. Can we get. No, we can't.
Well, that was all.
Wow.
Yeah, they should have known because he couldn't. The laces on his shoes were very bad.
His tie was just the worst.
He
work.
Fell over all his laces coming into the room.
Yeah, just before my interview, could you just do my tie up? Amazing, Lizzie.
Right.
This is it, isn't it?
16th of October, 1998. Augusto Pinochet, the greatest puppet Geppetto ever made. Margaret
What were you
Thatcher's...
doing in 1998, Lizzie?
1998. Oh, 21 today. 21 ooh. Today. That's what I was doing. I think I was having a knees up in Aberystwyth.
1998,
yeah.
You were 21? Because I was 25.
No, I wasn't. I was I was 31.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better. Yes, I remember now. Oh, I was a very unemployed and unemployable actress, I would imagine, on 16th of October 1998, crying myself to sleep in my big pillow.
What a different world it was.
Ah, wasn't it? Wasn't it, Charles?
The before times.
Ah, lovely. Yes, Pinochet, Margaret Thatcher's second favourite boyfriend after Cecil Parkinson, although he was just a tiny bit naughtier. And all that stuff he done. You can't prove it. I'm running away. No, I'm not. Catch me. Oh, chase me, chase me. 1869. An atheist and a Methodist walk into a bar, get into an argument, have a drink, die some stone, chop it up, make a pee-pee. That's too big. That's too small. Mind the end. Don't stick it down there. No, no, no. Yes, it's exciting, isn't it? And for that reason alone, I'd like to give the points today to Mr. Jacob Yap.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Well done, Jacob Yap.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Well, goodbye.
How are you feeling now?
Goodbye.
I'm feeling all right. How are you feeling now? Are you all right?
Spent.
It burns. You kind of tell yourself, I don't care, but you do, and it burns, doesn't it?
5-0.
Gosh, isn't it?
This is an unprecedented state of affairs.
You say 5-0.
Isn't it? Or 6-0?
I think it might be 6-0.
It can't be. It's only Friday. No, it can be. It can be
6-0.
Only one way to find out if you can make it 7.
That would be a great...
I'm
just all I'm going to say is all I'm going
to
say is it's going to be on my birthday. So
you're right.
Have we all been living for this moment? How old are you going to be? 21 or 31?
Who's going to be in the birthdays and the death days?
Whoa!
Only one way to get in both.
Right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Jacob, bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.